Hello and welcome to Schizophrenic Music. This is Kevin. Thank you for joining me today for my Tuesday Triple Play. Going to bring you three tracks today, kind of following Craig's lead from last week where he brought you some re-releases and then a new track as well. So I'm going to start off with a new release or a release towards the end of 2021, and then a re-release from the 70s, and then an artist that found out and discovered a few years ago that we've covered once before on a round table, but I just want to talk about him again because if you haven't heard of him, I want people to discover him and dive in a little bit. But I'm going to start with the newer release, which is by a band called Susto, S-U-S-T-O. Really the project of singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Justin Osborne out of Charleston, South Carolina, on one of my favorite labels, New West, and had an album now right towards the end of October of last year called Time in the Sun. Going to play a track for you called Get Down. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, well, sometimes I get down. Hey, then other times I get up. 'Cause I'm on the ground in the streets and my hands in my face. Yeah, the last time you came around, you took me by surprise. When I found you, had me on the ground, in the streets, in my hands, in my face. I don't know, wanna go, wanna feel your embrace. Other times I can't get enough. 'Cause I'm on the ground, in the streets, in my hands, in my face. I wanna know, I wanna go, wanna feel your embrace.
Again, that was Susto with the song Get Down from their album Time in the Sun. Hope you enjoyed that. From there, I'm going to jump over to a re-release, or an album that was re-released a few years back, originally released in 1975. Was listening to a playlist by Numero Group, which does a lot of great re-releases and kind of crate diving, finding old lost tracks and lost artists. And artists by the name of Ted Lucas released one album back in 75, self-titled album. Detroit guy, did a lot of stuff, studied classical guitar, did a lot of session work with The Temptations, Supreme, Stevie Wonder, things like that. Had a couple of bands in Detroit area. Then went out and did a solo career and played until he passed away in the 90s. But released that one album more of in the kind of folk vein. So I'm going to play a song for you called Baby, Where You Are. Check it out.
If I could be baby, where you are. If I could be baby, where you are. If I could see, baby, what you see, then I would know, baby, what you know, oh, oh, just to be, baby, where you are. If I could go, baby, where you go, if I could know, baby, what you know, then I could see, baby, what you see, just to be, baby, where you are, just to see, baby, where you are, then I would know, baby, where to go, oh, 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 just to be, baby, where you are, just to be.
Again, that was Ted Lucas with the song Baby Where You Are from his self-titled album from 1975. Hope you like that. Go listen to that album. The whole album is just great all the way through. Glad I discovered it. But too bad he just has that one album that we have to listen to. But from there, I want to close it out with an artist that I brought to everyone's attention during one of our roundtables a while back. But it's an artist that I want to talk about again because it's one of those artists that I feel should be discovered by everyone. Because to tell you the truth, I had never heard of him before a few years ago when I was watching a TV show on Netflix. And one of the characters was listening to his phone, listening to music. Someone said, "What are you listening to?" And he said, "Labby Siffre." And they're like, "Never heard of him." He's like, "Oh, but he influenced a lot of people." And I was like, "What? Who's this person I never heard of that supposedly influenced a bunch of people?" So I checked him out and just great, great stuff. Basically a singer-songwriter from the UK, released 6 albums between 1970 and 75, and then kind of went in self-imposed retirement. Came out of that in 1985 when he saw a film about apartheid in South Africa and felt he had to do something about it. So wrote an album that addressed that and then released 4 more albums between, I believe, 88 and 98. Again, went into retirement, really haven't heard much from him since then, but really would love him to bring something back out. But has released so much great stuff, and his music's been covered by Joss Stone, Madness, been sampled by Eminem, Kanye, Jay-Z, tons of people. And he has great stuff, and I just feel like it's one of those artists that people should discover. So I'm going to bring in the song that was the one that hooked me and got me from the beginning from that TV show. And then the first one I heard, a song called Watch Me from the album Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying. Check it out. See what you think.
Thank you. sing a song, play a game. Oh, I'm so glad you came. La 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 la. Watch me when you look my way. See me smile.
Again, that was Labby Siffre with the song Watch Me from the album Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying from 1972. Highly, highly recommend checking out all of his albums. Love every single one of them. Covers a lot of ground, a lot of different styles within those albums. I truly believe you will not be disappointed. But thank you so much for listening to me today. Let me bring you these three tracks, kind of diving back into the 70s for a couple and also checking out a new artist as well. Definitely visit us on social media, give us a like, a follow, leave us a review, any kind of comment. We'd love to hear from you. Facebook, we got a discussion group. Come and post a topic. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you'd like to talk about. But until we talk to you again, take it easy.